This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, he's getting ready for some chicken wings and French onion dip and gathering with his buddy around the big flat screen TV to watch a game that he and I know the Cleveland Browns will probably never be in our lifetime. Steelers, I'm wondering too, but never fear. You just never know. The black and gold always finds a way to make it to the big game at least couple of more times, I think, while I'm walking the earth. Anyway, we're going to get on with this show today, and we always begin by giving you the opportunity to win a gift certificate to that incredible place that is Sorgel's in Wexford, if you're the 10th caller, 412-922-1020. So before we get into some gardening, let's plant some seeds and get ready for the big game. So you being a photojournalist of epic proportion, you covered those Browns' mistake on the lake up there at Municipal Stadium. You know who's been making the rounds at the big game Radio Row, and I'm so happy, is Bernie Kosar. Tell me a little bit about Bernie Kosar.
Well, first off, they kind of scammed him to get him to the Browns, put him in this thing called a supplemental draft so the Browns could get him, which there was no supplemental draft before that. And just a great career, fun to watch. I've told this story a million times, just being on the sidelines at the AFC Championship game against Denver, 86, and Brian Brennan catching a touchdown right in front of me. And thinking, okay, I'm making my plans for the Super Bowl. Let's see. This is going to be great. I'm going to be going here, and I'm going to do this. And then some guy, what was his name? Oh, John Elway.
Right.
He had this thing he called the drive.
Was that where the phrase was coined, do you think?
Oh, yeah. That's what it was called. It was called the drive.
Wow.
And that my hopes for going to a Super Bowl were dashed. The next time the only time I went to a Super Bowl was when the Steelers played Detroit. Oh, it was great going to Detroit. Cold rain. I was in a little trailer behind the stadium the entire game editing photos. And who was the halftime show for Detroit, you know?
It had to be Motown.
No, no.
Prince? Who?
No, no. Think of somebody I'd really want to see.
The Stones.
Yes, the Stones were the halftime act.
Is that why you went?
No, I was assigned to do it. This was my job at the Post-Gazette at the time, and I was editing the work. It was at the time, you know, we were digital. I was editing the work of five Post-Gazette photographers and three Toledo Blade photographers, which was just, it was going to fail, and it failed quickly because as the work came in, there's no way one person could keep up with it. So it was just, that's my only Super Bowl.
So when you were covering those games, did you ever get clipped or almost get clipped by a player? I mean, that's brutal.
I came close one time. I think it was the Jets. And you have this thing. It's a long pole, and it holds a big lens. It's called a monopod. And I was just standing there. It was a kickoff. And a guy came, and he was horizontal to the ground in the air. And went right through and cut my monopod in half, and all my photographer friends were looking at me, and I just picked up half of it and just threw it over to the side. And everybody got a laugh out of that. But a friend of mine who we worked together, she was an intern for me in Ohio, and came here to the Post Gazette. She got me into the Post Gazette, actually. And she was working here in Pittsburgh, and I was still in Ohio, and I was watching the Steelers game, and she was covering it. And Walter Abercrombie,
running back,
came right off, and just with the side of his elbow,
clipped her.
And she went down, you know the term teacup, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She went upside down and was sore for like a week. Now, the worst one, and I talked about this on your afternoon sports show weeks ago, this guy was from PA here. He came to the Browns game, and in the corner of the where the dog pound was, there was no way to get away. It was a real, the corner was real short, and then went right up into grass. And this poor guy, he was a videographer. A safety and a cornerback, somehow they missed their guy, and they went right into him and broke his jaw.
Oh.
He had a legal action against the NFL. He won it, but all the money, and I saw him later, he won it, but all the money went to the lawyers, and he was never the same. But when I was on your show, who we were talking to, he knows the guy, and the guy's okay now. He lives, I think, down south now, and he's okay. But every time I saw him after that, he had blurred vision and pain, and so it could happen. And then one other time, we're supposed to be talking about gardening, but anyway.
Well, we're talking about a different
one
type
other
of being
time,
planted, not planting.
There was this guy from the NFL Films. You know what NFL
Ed
Films
Sable.
Is?
Yep.
Right.
Steve
okay,
Sable.
So this guy was a videographer, and it's a week after this guy gets nailed, and a play is coming my way, and I shoot it, and I get up out of the way, and this guy from NFL Films is right behind me. He goes crazy, and he starts yelling at me, and it's like almost winter, and he's wearing shorts. You know, some of these sports photographers, they do that because they want to be like part
tough
of the
guys.
Team or
yeah,
something.
Right.
Yeah, or whatever. And he just starts yelling at me and screaming at me. And so I won't have any of it. And I turn around and I give it right back to him. I'm like, listen, last week I saw a guy get hammered. Okay, so he walks down about 10 yards and he comes back and he challenges me to a fight after the game. And then, like, a little bit later, he comes over and he says, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. Well, in my work as dealing with the NFL and, you know, photos and stuff, a woman from NFL Films needed a photo that I had shot. And so I started talking to her. And this was, like, a year later. And actually, I saw the guy, like, a year later, and he just said, that wasn't me. You know, he didn't want anything to do with it. And so then I was on the phone with this woman from NFL Films, and I told her the story, and she goes, oh, I know who that is. You know, it's like he had that personality of, yeah. So anyway, before we get, I have a gardening thing here for you, Rob.
All right.
All right, Alonzo, here we go. We're supposed to do this at the very top of the show, Rob, but you started with football. After I got out of my truck, after last week's show, this is what I heard.
Okay. Ooh.
What is it?
Turkey.
Nope. At least you knew it was a bird.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a little slow in this early in the morning, but not that slow.
That is the red-bellied woodpecker, and that is the sign of spring. You don't hear that sound all winter long. And that bird, I swear, follows me in the garden in the spring when I'm planting, and I hear that shrill, loud call, and I couldn't believe it this early last week. Just as soon as I got into my truck, I heard that, and my face lit up because
it's joyful.
Yes, it is the indication that the spring is on the way. We are 36 days away from planting outside. So if you put it in those terms, you know, you're looking at the 10-day, you're looking at 30s, 40s, but it's going to thaw out. We're going to start gardening again. We're going to start our seeds indoors here next month, maybe a little bit this month. I'll talk about that later. But it's coming. The days are getting longer. The sun is getting higher. Oh, in the greenhouse when that sun is out in February and it's up high and it's warming up that greenhouse and the arugula and the onions that are in there and whatever lettuce is left, maybe one or two plants, is just going nuts.
All right, so this is the deal. We were just talking about photographers being planted. Now we're going to talk about planning when it comes to your gardening just a month or so away. So here's what you need to do. Get on the phones right now. They're all available. If you're in that thought process of thinking spring, meaning springing ahead to getting in the dirt, you need all those gardening questions answered. This is the time. This is the show. Every season, no matter the reason, if you're thinking gardening, you need to give us a call. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. One more photography question, then we'll move on. You know, we were talking last night at the Larry Bruno Foundation with some of Beaver Falls' great athletes, talking about Larry Bruno, the coach of Joe Namath, the foundation, how Joe basically started this whole thing that's the big game. I asked a guy about the Tribune, which was a legendary paper in Beaver County for years, Joe Tronzo, and we were talking about every Saturday morning, the high school black and white photos, you know, the touchdown catch in the back of the end zone, before you had all the amazing technology you have today. I've always been fascinated, how do you catch some of those players when they're up in the air, say 30 years ago, when you didn't have the modern technology that we had today? Some of those pictures are just so iconic.
Well, it's funny, when you couldn't see the picture after you photographed it, which we didn't, but you would see it while it was happening in the camera, and you'd have the shutter would open, close, real quick like that. You'd see it almost like an old movie. And if you saw the play, if you saw it through the camera, it meant you didn't get it. It's when you didn't see it. And so this was the mystery of doing this, because you would go to this game on a Friday night. You know how we did this. I'll do it quick.
Go ahead.
How we went to the game. An hour away. Starts at 7:30. You shoot the game. You come back. You develop the film. You wash the film. You dry the film. 8 rolls of film. 36 pictures on each film, on each roll. You roll it out on a light table, and you look at it with a little magnifying glass called a loop, and you find the one you like, and you clip it. Then you take that, and you go into another room, and you put it in the enlarger, and you put a piece of paper, and it's all dark in there, just with a red light. And then you the art of printing it, of darkening the corners and making sure everything looks right. And then you caption it, and you paste the caption on, and you take it out to some other guy. And he takes it, and then he puts it on a board, and then photographs it with all the other stuff. And then they send that down to the press, and then they start running the press, and it's on your doorstep at 6 in the morning.
That's phenomenal.
That's how they did it.
That's incredible.
Without any digital technology, analog the whole way, all done analog.
And the paper boy or paper girl brought it to your front porch.
That's right. And you had it first thing in the morning, and you got to see that picture of the guy catching the touchdown pass. I used to love...
Oh, me
love
too.
Love high school football.
These
doing that.
Youngsters don't know how good they have it.
Oh, Grandpa. Jeez, here we go.
All right, come on. Let's talk some gardening now. Doug was placating me there in the first segment, so thank you for that. I love this day, and I love the big game. Don't forget the Coons Market Big Game Edition. Not only cooking all your favorites at 8 coming up after this show, but also 2 hours of incredible guests and information on your hometown sports talk show that is the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. All right, 866-391-1020. Let's talk gardening right now with Doug Oster, DougOster.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Doug is here. We want to talk to you on the phone lines. The Organic Gardener, DougOster.com, 866-391-1020. Diane McCandless, you're up first on KDKA. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm having a problem at my front yard. When the snow melted away, it unveiled all these little mounds over my yard, little hills either from gophers or something, moles, voles.
Yes, probably moles. If it's voles, it will be holes about the size of a quarter, but we're probably talking about moles. This is usually what we get after the snow melt. And have you been out there to walk around? You got any tunnels and that sort of thing? Do you know?
I didn't notice any of those.
Okay.
They're all connected, maybe.
Yeah, there's probably tunnels in there. And so here's the thing. First off, moles are actually a good thing. But not if they're in a place where you can't stand what they're doing or causing some kind of danger by stepping into one of those tunnels. And so there is an organic control that's easy to find. And it's interesting the way it works. It's called Mole Scram, S-C-R-A-M. And it uses castor oil and garlic as a repellent. And so, but here's the thing. It has to be applied a certain way. So let's say we have those tunnels and those mounds somewhere. We make this like 18-inch band of this granular stuff on one side of where those moles are. Now they will not cross that band. They can't stand the castor oil, and they can't stand the garlic. Now the next day, we apply more towards where we want to push the moles out. Does this make sense to you, what I'm saying right now?
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so we keep putting that 18-inch band of this granular stuff down until the moles are all the way over at your neighbor's house. And now you don't have to worry about them.
Oh, yeah, they have a nice yard.
Yeah. Well, they used to until you pushed all those moles over there. So that's the organic control. And I would just keep an eye on it. I would knock down those hills. see what you're looking at as far as tunnels. Because the reason the moles are there, they're eating grubs. And grubs are something we don't want in the yard, and it's, the moles are eating those. And so if they're not an issue, like after things warm up, the grass starts to come up, keep an eye out and see if it's really bugging you, get that mole scram, and you'll be able to get rid of them that way. All right?
Okay. All right. That's what I'll do.
All right. Good luck.
So are moles blind, or they just need to see like an eye doctor?
That I'm not sure, but I just know that they're actually a positive and that they aerate the soil. Like if they're in a perennial bed or the vegetable garden.
Some good there.
Yeah. They're eating, they're insectivores. They're eating the grubs and other things. They're not eating our plants. They're aerating the soil. They're eating the grubs. They're leaving a little bit of fertilizer behind. It's the other thing that we're worried about, which are called voles with a V. And they can have a colony of up to 400. They'll eat your carrots. They'll eat your potatoes. They'll eat your roots. Those are the things we're worried about. And that's why we would use something, you know, let's say in the vegetable garden, you've got voles eating your potatoes. You would put down something like the mole scram because you don't want any kind of chemical on there. You're going to be eating those potatoes or carrots or lettuce or whatever it is. And it's very effective.
All right. We're going to go right back to the phones. We're talking to Sandy in Monroeville. Sandy, you're on KDK with Doug Oster. Good morning.
Good morning. I have two problems. In November, I put out my tube feeder with black oil sunflower seed and everything was fine. But one night the deer just cleaned it all out. So I started bringing it into my basement every night after dinner. Well, now I have a moth infestation in my house.
Oh.
But getting back to problem number one, is there something I can sprinkle or spray on the black oil seed
Yes.
to keep the deer from eating it?
Yes. There's a product that I use, and I don't know its exact name, but it's like a hot pepper liquid. You know, actually, this hot pepper liquid, I took it on TV once, and John Burnett was on with me on Pittsburgh Today Live, and he was crazy. And he said, well, I love hot things. He took a drink of this stuff, and he had to leave this segment, and I had to finish it. It's that hot. And I use it, and you know what? When we go to break, I will look up its exact name. It's from this company called Kohl's, C-O-L-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
You're in Monroeville. I get it at this place called Best Feeds in near in Ross Township. But I'm sure there's some place out there that sells it. Maybe a Wild Birds Unlimited, someplace like that.
Okay.
And it's about $10 for a bottle of it. This stuff is so strong that when I'm putting seeds together with this, I take a bucket, I fill it up with my bird seed, I put a little bit of the stuff on, and I mix it up. And for a couple hours, I am like, oh, it's just hot like crazy. Stay on hold. I know you had another question. We'll get back to you as soon as we come back from the break.
All right, yeah, stay on hold, Sandy. I'll get to you in a couple of minutes. Thanks for hanging in there. All right, if you folks out there want to jump in here and talk to Doug, now will be a good time. 866-391-1020. Got Rob Taylor coming up with the news next, 7:30. Good morning. All right, here we go. If you're the 10th caller, you're going to get yourself a $25 gift certificate to Janoski's in Clinton, 412-922-1020. Before we get back to Sandy, how about them having those seeds at Janoski's for you to pick up and plant some leaf lettuce and Primo tomatoes?
Oh, yeah, and all the seed starting stuff, too. It's a little early, but get your stuff, but it's a little early to start seeds. But we'll talk about that as we get going. But
Sandy.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff. So, Sandy, I looked this up. The official name of this, it's got a picture of a squirrel with fire coming out of its ears and out of its mouth. It's called Kohl's Flaming Squirrel Seed Sauce. And okay. I'm going to tell you right now, use gloves when you do this. And all I do is I put the little, it's kind of an oil, it's a hot pepper oil. And I just put a little bit in there. I mix it up with a kind of a plastic trowel type thing. But I'm always wearing gloves. But even then, I just get kind of the taste of that hot pepper, and that will work for the deer too. They won't have any interest in it. They'll smell that hot pepper, and that'll be it. What are you going to do about the moths, though? I think you need a moth trap.
I did 2 weeks ago, but
oh, okay.
I'm still seeing moths, you know, every day.
You'll eventually win the battle. And isn't it great to watch the birds at that feeder?
I love it. Yeah, that's why I hated not to do it. Where do you store your feed then, so I don't have this problem again?
I store my feed in a steel trash can in a little kind of like Rubbermaid garden shed type thing. And then on top of the, because the squirrels, they know it's in there. And so on top of the garbage can lid, I put something heavy. And so that's where I'm storing my seed. And I'm buying, you know, 50 pounds at a time.
I'm buying 25 pounds. But, I mean, outside, do you keep it outside or what do you do?
Yep. It's like outside in that little shed.
Okay.
And nothing can get into it as long as I have something on top of the lid.
Hmm.
The squirrels will chew right through, though, a plastic door if they know that stuff's in there. So
wow.
And even, you know, even with that hot pepper stuff on there, because I've got a couple of feeders that are really close to the house, and it's right at the window so that everybody can see the birds, the grandkids. My wife loves to see them. But that stuff will start to wear off after a couple rains if they don't eat all the seed, and the squirrels will get up there a little bit. And I've seen the squirrels get up there and eat that hot pepper and then go crazy. Go into the woods like and start eating leaves and stuff and running up and down. They shouldn't even try it. That's the thing. That's what they tell you. It's like, don't worry, it's not going to hurt the squirrels. But they're sometimes so hungry or maybe the oil isn't on all the seed, and they'll just get a little bit of this, and then they'll get some of the oil, and they'll be just like, whoa, and they'll jump off there. So good luck with your deer issue. They're always, the deer are a pain, but it's not their fault. It's just they're there. They're doing their thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any other questions, or was that it?
That was it. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Sandy.
You've actually seen these squirrels run into the woods.
I've seen them. They'll go, like, from the feeder, they'll go, like, a shrub back behind the feeder and run up and down this shrub. And what is it? I think it's a burning bush. And start eating leaves like crazy to try and get that hot pepper off. But yet they still come back. They still want to try it again, you know?
Pretty cool stuff. All right, here is Joan in North Hills up next for Doug Oster. Go ahead, Joan.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is this. I have a problem with groundhogs. I mean, a big problem. They're digging up underneath trees. They're going underneath my patio that has OmniStone, and I don't know what to do.
I would hire a professional to trap them. You could trap them yourself, but it's really a pain. To trap them yourselves, you have a big live trap. You only have it open during the day because you don't want to catch what's out at night. You use cantaloupe and marshmallows as the bait, but then when you catch a groundhog, what are you going to do with it? You know, you're going to drive it out to the woods. It's got to be a mile away, and you probably have more than one groundhog because that's the way they are. There's lots of local businesses out there that will come and trap a groundhog or groundhogs for you, and then you'll be done with the problem. As you know, they're destructive. You can't have a garden and have a groundhog. That's just the way it is. And so that's what I would recommend. That's the best thing. You have to get rid of the pest because it just... You can't share space with a groundhog. That's just the way it is. And I'm an animal lover, but mm-hmm. but in the case of a pest like a groundhog, like you said, you know, it's messing up your OmniStone. You got to trap them. That would be my advice for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank
best you. Of luck with that.
All right. 866-391-1020 number to dial. Any gardening questions on your mind? Give us a call. So where are you going to next?
Well, I'm glad you ask because I'm announcing a brand new trip, and I am thrilled to go back to Italy and for the first time seeing Sicily. I have dreamed of seeing Sicily. We also see southern Italy, but we'll see Palermo and the Valley of Temples, Piazza Armerina, whatever that is, some gardens, a winery tour, a local farmhouse lunch, Positano, Sorrento, Pompeii. Pompeii is amazing. Now, when I announced a trip to Italy, the last time I did this, which was a couple years ago, it sold out quick. I had to put on another trip, another whole 9-day trip. This is a 13-day trip. There's not going to be any second trip to add to this. So Italy always sells quick. I am going to be hosting a webinar about the the trip on February 20th at 6 p.m. All the details about the trip, what it costs, where we're going, and the webinar are all at DougOster.com. And as I said, there's no better place in the world. Of all the places I get to travel, Italy is the place. Rob, I wish you could see it. I wish you'd take a couple weeks off and just go to Italy, because you would just absolutely love it. The food, the people, that the people are just how they put up with all these tourists.
So what's a typical day for you in Italy? You wake up, like what time?
Early. When you're on these trips, you want to get the most out of it. You're up early, you're into the town, you're getting a tour of the town or something like that. Then you get lunch, which can take quite a while. Then you're off to visit a museum or a garden or some other amazing place. And then a lot of times it's just an amazing dinner, which is, again, like it's later and it's long and slow. And it's just absolutely wonderful. I don't care where you eat in Italy, whether it's on the train or at a gas station, they expect nothing but the best in food and freshness. And the last time I was in Italy, we were right next to this little restaurant, little family-run restaurant. And I was there for both trips, so 18 days. Is that right? Yeah, 18 days. And I made friends with those people that ran that restaurant, a young couple. And it was so great. It was just so great because my travelers would come in with, you got to go to this restaurant. And they would be like, I said, do you understand what's going with the menu, the first course, the second? Not really. And I'd go through the menu with them. And this is at this, you know, when I've been there for already 10 days. And then the waiter would come to me and he'd say, are they ready to order? And I'm like, yeah, they're ready to order. It was amazing. And for me, my wife has been to Sicily, and my wife and daughter have been to Sicily, and they loved it. This is going to be in October. The weather is going to be perfect. It's going to be 70s. So you're not going to, and you're going to be off the tourist season. You know, there'll be plenty of tourists there, but it's not going to be like midsummer. This is going to be nice and cool and not as many tourists, and 13 days in Italy. I can't wait.
Do I have to twist your arm to drink wine? No. Are you a wine drinker?
In Italy, I am. It's the best wine you'll ever have, and it's cheap. You know, just the table wine, just the table wine that they serve every day in just like a little carafe is the best wine you've
really
ever had.
Cobblestone streets?
Definitely. That's the thing, too. If you're going to come on a trip like this, you're just going to have to be able to walk. That's all. It's not forever. It's not hours on end, but you're going to have to walk for a mile or two. And it's going to be cobblestone and stuff like that, but it's just so worth it. I can remember being in this piazza in Siena last time I was in Italy, and just like looking at all the little shops and stuff. And they had an apron, and in it, Italian, it said "Nonna's helper," grandma's helper. And so got that for my granddaughter. And I'll find the same sort of stuff in Sicily and southern Italy, and I can't wait. So just go to the website, see if the trip's right for you. We're going to have a lot of fun in Italy. There's just no better place in the world.
Boy, tough work, huh?
Hey, I'm lucky. No, I am so lucky to be able to do this. I was not a traveler before I started this in 2013.
So you've fallen in love.
My wife taught me how to travel. Our first trip was to Italy together. That's how the book Tomatoes, Garlic, and Basil came about. Rob, I was so nervous the first time I went overseas. Before getting on the plane, I couldn't finish my beer.
That's nervous.
That's nervous, brother.
Now you have no problem.
No, now I love it. You know, the hard part is getting there. And then once you get there, forget about all that. Forget about the flights. Forget about all that. You are in Italy, and you are going to be treated to just the friendliest people and the best food you've ever had. And people would just say to me all before I went to Italy, like, what? I'm like, well, how good could the food be? My wife's this amazing Italian cook. It's different. It's different food. It's presented differently. Your salad might be the second or third thing you have. The food is like something that you've never seen before. My first trip where I took people to Italy, I always look for a restaurant that doesn't have English on the menu. And so then you're trying to figure it out. And I'm trying to figure out what it is. And I kind of know, and it comes this pizza with asparagus on it, and then the center is this little dish of like a liquid cheese, I guess, with little cheese balls in it. And I just pointed to it to the waitress, and she just motioned to me, you pour it onto the pizza. And oh my gosh, I'll never forget that pizza. I took half of it back to the bus to share with my friends, because, and I don't even know what town, what little town we were in. But that's the thing about Italy, is you go to these little towns and you walk and look for where the locals are eating. And you'll find it just their idea of food is different than our idea of food. Every place, everything has to have fresh, good food. They won't accept anything less. That's just how it is.
Oh, it's amazing. All right. Go to his website, DougOster.com, and join him as he returns to Italy. But he will be going to that border community that's full of water all the way around it. Sicily. You'll eat a lot of seafood in Sicily.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I've heard all the stories from my wife.
For a fisherman, this is like the perfect place for you to go.
Oh, I'd love to just fish in Sicily, too, you know. Get a half day off. You know, if we have a half day off, go out in the ocean, fish with my Italian friends.
I'd have to do a video. I wouldn't be able to rest. I can't rest. I'll never rest. Oh, I will someday, but I won't be in Italy when I do it. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'd love to get your calls, 866-391-1020. Frank Dentici coming up next hour. His father, of course, their family, Mr. Dentici, as in Frank, the grandfather, the father of Joe, born in Sicily. So we're going to be talking about the other big game, not fish, but football today because of the big game, all those great recipes. And then Dr. Shufo's here, help you eat healthy on this big game day, party day. If you can do that, we will help you navigate it. And then it is another edition of Accurate Solutions, then the big game edition of the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show, all still to come today with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. All right, time for one more call, and it's Rick who's out early on this Sunday morning driving around and wants to talk about yard prep. You're on the air, Rick. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I had a question, Doug. Do you do anything to add to the soil each before you plant in the spring?
As far as your yard is considered, as far as grass?
Yeah, like I mowed up all the leaves and I dumped them into the garden. Is there anything to do to make the soil more rich?
Oh, definitely. If we're talking about the lawn itself, we definitely want to do some fertilization early in the season. And now it's too early at this point, but as we get warmer, usually April is when we start there and the grass starts growing. But definitely organic fertilization early in the season is a great idea. And then there's a weed control that I love. It's called corn gluten meal. It's an organic way to stop crabgrass. The trick on corn gluten meal is it has to be applied at the right time. How it works is it stops seeds from completing their germination process. So crabgrass is a annual. And so if we can get that corn gluten meal on there before it sprouts, we'll stop any crabgrass from growing in the lawn. And so our signal that it's before that crabgrass has sprouted is that the forsythia are blooming. So as soon as the forsythia bloom, we put down that corn gluten meal. Now we won't have crabgrass. Add some fertilizer, and then 6 weeks later, after the corn gluten's gone, you could do some reseeding if you wanted to. That's another good thing for the lawn early in the season. But definitely some kind of organic fertilizer, if you could do it. Now this is tough to do, but a lot of organic gardeners, they will put like a quarter inch of compost on the lawn. But if you've got, you know, 25,000 square feet of lawn, that's going to be tough. But a good granular organic fertilizer in a spreader is going to go a long way to making that lawn happy. There's one that I love, and it's kind of hard to find. It's from a company called Ohio Earth Foods called Revita, and you can find that locally. All right, remember, gardeners,
remember the script, gardener.
Remember, where's my script? Have a great week and get out there and enjoy the birds.
And I found out there's a difference between a birdhouse and bird feeder.
Oh, that's right. And tell Bridget Shufo today that I'm sorry. I'm eating chips with French onion dip and wings all day today.
She'll tell you it's okay. It's just one day.
My one day a year. French onion dip. Oh, yeah.
That was Joe Dentici's favorite, by the way.
Oh, I love it.
We got lots of dip. It's the second day of our big game day sale at Coons Market. How do you find the one nearest you? I'm always in promotion mode. CoonsMarket.com. He's Doug. I'm Rob. Rob Taylor's next with the news at 8.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.